Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says G20's New Delhi declaration shows India's presidency was able to table ideas, shape global issues, bridge divides and forge consensus. African leaders welcome G20 leaders' decision to admit African Union as permanent member of the grouping. Death toll in Morocco earthquake crosses 2,100. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic beat Daniil Medvedev in US Open final to win record 24th Grand Slam title. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold meeting with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud today. The Crown Prince is on a 3-day state visit to India. He arrived in New Delhi on Saturday to attend the 18th G20 summit. We spoke to former diplomat Ashok Sajjanar about the significance of the visit of Saudi Crown Prince.
It is a matter of great happiness that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman decided to a state visit to India after the G20 summit. The meeting between Prime Minister Modi and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman will be taking place today. The last few years have seen very significant increase in the dynamism and vitality and depth of the bilateral India-Saudi Arabia partnership. Today's meeting will cover discussions in a large number of areas, including trade, investment, strategic cooperation, and will bring significant impulse to the ever-expanding and deepening bilateral ties.
More details on this from our correspondent.
Prince Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud will be accorded ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. After the meeting of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Crown Prince, there will be signing of minutes of first meeting of India-Saudi Strategic Partnership Council. The Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia will meet President Draupadi Murmu this evening at Rashtrapati Bhavan. India and Saudi Arabia enjoy cordial and friendly relations, reflecting the centuries-old economic and socio-cultural ties. India is the second largest trade partner of Saudi Arabia, whereas Saudi Arabia is India's fourth largest trading partner. During financial year 2022-23, bilateral trade was valued at over $52 billion. Saudi direct investments in India amounts to over $3 billion. Energy cooperation forms a central pillar of Indo-Saudi bilateral ties. Saudi Arabia is a key partner for India for ensuring energy security. It remained India's third largest crude and petroleum products sourcing destination for financial year 2022-23. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the New Delhi G20 leaders' declaration showed that India's presidency was able to table ideas, shape global issues, bridge divides and forge consensus. In a post on X, Dr. Jaishankar said that the focus throughout the summit was kept on Global South and the contemporary achievements were highlighted during the 2-day-long event. In the G20 declaration adopted on the first day of the G20 summit, the member countries endorsed the G20 roadmap for implementing the recommendations of the G20 Independent Review of Multilateral Development Banks, MDBs, capital adequacy frameworks, and called for its ambitious implementation within MDBs' own governance frameworks while safeguarding their long-term financial sustainability, robust credit ratings, and preferred creditor status. Dr. Jaishankar further praised the African Union's inclusion in the G20 membership and called it a major achievement. Furthermore, Dr. Jaishankar added that PM Modi's vision gave the summit a clear direction for growth and development in the upcoming years. African leaders have welcomed the unanimous decision of the G20 to admit the African Union as its permanent member, with most hailing it as an opportunity for the huge and resource-rich continent to further its agenda on the global stage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, as the host of the G20 summit in New Delhi, announced the inclusion of the African Union, AU, as a permanent member of the grouping. African leaders affirmed Mr. Modi's view in their reactions to how the inclusion of Africa as the 21st member of the G20, which the AU had been requesting for several years now, would boost the continent's efforts to have a more effective voice in addressing global challenges. Moussa Faki Mohamed, chairperson of the AU Commission, welcomed the bloc's entry into the G20 as a full member. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, the present chair of the AU, was among the first African leaders to share the decision announced by Mr. Modi. Kenya's President William Ruto also welcomed the African Union's inclusion in the G20. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi hailed the admission of the African Union as a full member of G20. The World Bank and the Finance Ministry have agreed to work closely to create a market structure from the CSR demand side for maximizing social impact. World Bank President Ajay Banga, who was in Delhi to attend the G20 Leaders Summit, met Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The two leaders, during the bilateral meeting, discussed the outcomes of G20 India presidency, the evolution of the World Bank Group, and their engagement with India through knowledge exchange and financial assistance for developmental projects, among other issues. Mr. Banga praised India and G20 leaders for arriving at consensus on New Delhi Declaration.
I consider the fact that there was a declaration a tribute to the fact that the G20 leadership found a way to give and take and negotiate and find the right way to agree to set a path for the world. The world is watching. The G20 has got developed world and developing countries. 80% of the world GDP was sitting in the room. If they would not agree, that would not be a good message. So I actually compliment India and its leadership, but I also compliment the G20 leaders for being able to make sure that a terrific declaration came out.
Congress leader Shashi Tharoor has hailed the New Delhi G20 declaration, saying it represents a diplomatic triumph for India. In an interview with the news agency, Mr. Tharoor praised India for bringing all member states to a consensus on the New Delhi declaration.
Congratulate them, because what they have done is certainly very, very good for India. It is not easy to pull off a diplomatic negotiation like this. They both seem to put in a lot of hard effort, and I think one should give credit where credit is due. Some of the other things that I've expressed to you, which are less positive, I've also expressed to them. But as far as the achievement of actually squaring the circle, which is an impossible task almost, on Ukraine is concerned, it's really very, very impressive.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has called a meeting of all political parties today in an attempt to resolve the vexed issue of reservations for the Maratha community. Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar informed that the top leaders of parties from the ruling and opposition have been invited for the meeting to discuss and hammer out an amicable solution to the issue. The government has said that it is committed to provide reservations to the Marathas, but they need more time to work it out in a foolproof manner. Union Information and Broadcasting Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Anurag Thakur will be on a two-day visit to Madhya Pradesh from today. Mr. Thakur will participate in the Jan Ashirwad Yatra being taken out by state BJP and will address public meetings. According to the BJP release, Mr. Thakur will join the Mahakaushal Area Yatra from today and hold road shows in Sivni, Balaghat, Badwani and Rajgarh districts. Monsoon rains continue in Madhya Pradesh for the last few days. The Met Department has issued an alert of heavy rain in 22 districts, including Bhopal, Videsha and Sagar today. It says that another monsoon system is becoming active in the state from tomorrow, which will bring rain for almost a week. Most of the districts of the state also received heavy rain on Saturday and Sunday. However, the state has still received below average rainfall. The United States and Vietnam have signed a deal on semiconductor supply chains to expand the capacity of the semiconductor ecosystem in Hanoi. The White House, in a statement, said that the U.S. recognizes Vietnam's potential to play a critical role in building resilient semiconductor supply chains, particularly to expand capacity in reliable partners where it cannot be reshored to the United States, and further promote manufacturing and industry development at home under the U.S. CHIPS Act. The White House also said that a newly signed memorandum of cooperation on semiconductor supply chains, workforce and ecosystem development will formalize this bilateral partnership to expand the capacity of the semiconductor ecosystem in Vietnam in support of the U.S. industry. In Morocco, death toll from a 6.8 magnitude earthquake has risen over 2,100, while about 2,400 are injured. Morocco's king, Mohammed VI, has thanked several countries, including Spain, Qatar, the United Kingdom, and the United Arab Emirates, for sending aid following the earthquake that struck Morocco, state-run broadcaster Al Ola said on Sunday. In U.S. Open tennis, Novak Djokovic created history winning 24th Grand Slam title. Serbian star Djokovic defeated Daniil Medvedev of Russia 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 to win the U.S. Open 2023 men's singles final at the Arthur Ashe Stadium early this morning. With this, 36-year-old Djokovic equals Margaret Court's record of 24 Grand Slam tennis titles, the most by any player in history. Djokovic, already the oldest French Open singles champion, became the oldest U.S. Open singles champion in the pro era. In Asia Cup Cricket 2023, the match between India and Pakistan in the Super 4 stage was called off at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo yesterday evening and moved for a reserve day today, as rain did not allow any play after 24.1 overs. India were 147 for 2 in 24.1 overs with Virat Kohli and K.L. Rahul at the crease when the umpires called a halt to the proceedings. The game will resume from 24.1 overs today at 3 p.m. IST. The match will be for a full 50-over game today if there are no further delays due to rain. Earlier yesterday, Pakistan won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, India gave a flying start by the opening pair of skipper Rohit Sharma with 56 runs and Shubman Gill with 58 runs before getting out. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tonight at 9:30, we will bring an insightful discussion on the topic of Rashtriya Poshan Maah, Nutritional Awareness for Holistic Wellness, with experts Dr. Surinder Singh Bisht, Senior Pediatrician at Swami Dayanand Hospital, Delhi, and Richa Jaiswal, Dietitian at AIIMS, New Delhi. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our experts on various aspects of nutritional awareness, including the effective approaches to combat malnutrition, measures for boosting immunity, government initiatives, and any other related queries. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. All newspapers today open with the successful culmination of the G20 summit in New Delhi yesterday. G20 charts new global path, headlines the Hindustan Times. At G20 close, PM Modi's message to UN, new global structure, writes the Times of India. The Indian Express has a picture of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and world leaders paying homage at Rajghat on the final day of the G20 summit. G20 summit concludes, PM hands over gavel to Brazil, notes the statesman. A Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam experience calls it the pioneer. The Delhiites blessed with the cleanest year's first good air day, thanks to rain, G20 curbs, informs the Times of India. Morocco quake toll rises above 2,100. El Haouz province suffers most deaths is on the front page of the Hindu. And finally, the Hindustan Times has a picture of proud Coco Gauff after winning the US Open in New York. A new teen champion rises at the US Open. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says G20's New Delhi Declaration shows India's presidency was able to table ideas, shape global issues, bridge divides and forge consensus. African leaders welcome G20 leaders' decision to admit African Union as permanent member of the grouping. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic beat Daniil Medvedev in US Open final. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.